from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're looking at the Browns offense, and we're kind of looking with a critical eye, thinking, who's the key guy here? Not necessarily the best guy, but who's the key guy for this unit to succeed? And yes, we know we started a quarterback, Deshaun Watson. We didn't even have to say anything there. We all know that. Andy thought David Njoku at tight end. That's clear. I went out of the box a little bit. I think it's a tight end who might not even be on this team yet because I think they'll be using 3 tight ends. I wonder what they do there. At wide receiver, I'm thinking Jerry Jeudy has to really step up and live up to his contract because he's getting paid like a guy who's produced more than he's produced in his career. Andy looked at Elijah Moore. We both think Tillman and Thrash are really interesting guys. And David Bell for Andy.
Mm-hmm.
He is living upstairs, right?
I just think of all these guys that could jump off the page this year, if he gets – like, I'm always about the guy who gets the chance. If Thrash gets the chance, I'm telling you, man, he's got some electricity to him.
I think Tillman's really that guy, more so than Thrash.
We'll see.
But that's okay, yeah. We're both pulling for both of them.
Yeah.
Menigan just shrugged and let out a heavy sigh.
Oh, no. What does this mean?
You okay?
It has nothing to do with the show. Don't worry.
Oh.
Okay, good.
Do you need to get it off your chest?
I just thought you
thought.
Because,
you know, from 10
God,
to 2, we
how
are...
am I stuck with these clowns? I got
to no.
I got
to do
something,
to do with
something better in
the,
life.
You two are honestly the bright spot in everything that's taking place.
Something better
in
life.
It's not just us.
To be your delightful
no, it's
selves.
Not. It's all of our great listeners and all the folks that
running
call
back,
in. And if you need to have a little therapy and we need to step away from the Browns to help you with your woes, we are not only Jeff and I are here for you, everyone is here for you.
At running back, we have Nick Chubb, who we know is the man, and we're all hoping for a quick recovery and that he's able to get on the field. And when he's back, we know he's the man. But right now, you have Jerome Ford, Deontay Foreman, and Pierre Strong. And Andy, I'm going to go a little out of the box. I think the key guy there.
Can I guess who you're going to say?
Yeah.
Deontay Foreman.
Pierre Strong.
Oh, wow. I don't even know you anymore.
I know you don't. The reason I say that, I think we have an idea what we're going to get from Jerome Ford. Jerome's a good running back, and he was productive last year. And I have followed Deontay Foreman since he came into the league. I think he's a hell of a running back, and I think he's been underutilized in his career. I mean, he's been out of the league. He's been back. I think he's good. But I also think you know what kind of a back he is. I don't think we know what kind of a back Pierre Strong is yet. And I say that for this reason. He's played 2 seasons. When he was in New England, he had 10 carries for 100 yards. He averaged 10 yards a carry. In 2 seasons, only 73 carries. But he's averaging 5.4 yards a carry. With the Browns last year, it was 4.6. And he played in all 17 games. In the 2022 draft combine, he was ranked first among all running backs in athleticism. I think he's a pretty, pretty athletic, talented guy. And from the combine, these are just combine rankings. He was ranked 4th overall at the combine in 2022. You think, well, is that any big deal? Well, yeah. There were some pretty good backs in that draft. He was the 10th running back taken in 2022, ahead of Jerome Ford, ahead of Kyren Williams, who is a stud now with the Rams, and ahead of Ty Chandler, who's a pretty highly thought of running back with the Minnesota Vikings. I think you need to find out what you have in Pierre Strong. And if you give him a chance, you're either going to A, know that you have something, or B, know you should move on. And so that's why I think he's the key. I think he could give you, Andy, something that the other guys don't give you, because you have a pretty good idea what you have in Ford and a pretty good idea what you have in Foreman.
This is all about Jerome Ford for me. So I can't. I know you're talking about kind of wishful thinking there, and Jerome Ford's going to have to be kind of a workhorse. I'm not saying that he's got to be the same guy as Nick Chubb, because that's just not going to happen. And you know,
it's unfair to think that it would.
Yeah. So the question is who can hold down the fort? Hopefully for four games here, right? Isn't that what we're looking at?
No.
Yeah, we're looking at whoever can, and then
you're being very wishful thinking.
Well, I'm saying if you can hold down the fort for four games, then you'll probably end up being the third down back when Nick comes back. Well, whoever it is.
Are you assuming Nick's coming back after four? Because
yep.
I'm not.
Yep, I'm assuming he's coming back after four.
I'm not.
Did we have a bet on this or no?
No. Nope.
Not even a pizza?
I'm not betting on a man's health.
No, I think he's come. I think he will attempt to come
back.
I sure
hope so. If he's not
you
ready,
you make me feel like, no, I feel like I gotta take a shower. I'm not betting on a man's health. That's not what I'm saying. I'm confident.
You wanted a pizza ride on that, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And when you bet pizza, you're serious.
I am. Well, no, I'm serious if I bet
Nick
steak.
Nick Costos will be talking about betting other things.
Betting
coming up
steak
at 11.
Would be serious. Betting pizza
that's
is
true.
Kind of a steak and or pizza and chicken.
Pizza is your second favorite thing in life.
Between that and wings, yeah.
Other probably. Than working with me.
No. I'll show you that list later. I don't really feel like I'm at the Liberty.
All right, Andy says Jerome Ford at running back.
Yeah.
I want to see what they have in Pierre Strong, because I like him, and I think they have a terrific running back group. I really do.
I think
Andrew Berry's done a nice job putting some talented guys in that position group.
Yeah, I don't feel real strong about the running back group. How many 100-yard games?
You really don't?
No. How many 100-yard games do you think we'll see?
Maybe none.
Max three.
Combined, I think you're going to see a lot.
No, single one back with 100 yards.
It's a combined no-hitter, Andy. It's still no hits.
One back... 100 yards. How many games?
How many
we
all
see
year?
That?
Maybe yeah, three.
At three. That's
maybe
exactly
three.
What I thought.
Maybe three. Yeah. And on the offensive line, we're assuming right now that your offensive line is this, at least for Dallas. Jack Conklin at left tackle, Joel Bitonio at left guard, Ethan Posick at center, Wyatt Teller at right guard, and DeJuan Jones at right tackle. To me, the most intriguing guy, the key guy on the offensive line is DeJuan Jones. And the reason I say that, Andy, 6'8", 374, stepped in last year after being almost laughed out of minicamp. Remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah, I remember.
And ended up playing really well. I think this, if he is healthy and starts at right tackle and plays well, I can't imagine him going to the bench. A 24-year-old guy, 6'8", 374, who starts at right tackle or any spot, but in this case, it's going to be right tackle. If he starts, plays well, I can't imagine them taking him out, which to me means Jedrick, Jack, left tackle for one of you. Somebody becomes a swing guy. I just think DeWanda's going to be so difficult to take out if he plays well.
It's funny. You kind of looked at this towards the future. I think the future is now, and
offensive line, I kind of did.
Okay, so
but the other positions, no.
On offensive line, I just need Joel Bitonio, Ethan Posick, and Wyatt Teller to play at their normal standard. That's all I'm asking for. Nothing crazy. If you ask me who's the most important guy, it's not Jack Conklin. Because you're asking key guy. You're asking him to move to the other side and perform at the highest level possible. And then hopefully at some point you'll be asking him to move back to right tackle. So
you're going to send DeJuan to the bench, even if he plays well.
Yeah, I think he's going back. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Or
possible. That's quite possible.
Or maybe they give him some work now at left tackle and he'll start to build depth on the other side. Mm-hmm. Although James Hudson's over there. Could you see Jones stepping in front of Hudson? Possibly.
Not right now.
If it meant to be a starter?
He hasn't played left tackle since his first 2 years at Ohio State. Did play it in high school, but he played 170
snaps. That's
more
recent than Jack Conklin has, right?
Yeah, but he played 170 snaps
at
Ohio
State.
So,
again, just going back to my original thought, Jack Conklin is clearly the most important and key person on that offensive line because not only are you asking him to switch sides, then you're going to probably be asking him to come back to the right side. He's got to do all of this in the shadows of an injury from last year alone, too. So it's the same kind of deal.
We'll do this little exercise, by the way, on the defense tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Interesting. Last year as a rookie, DeJuan only called for 2 penalties, and he allowed only 3 sacks. Hmm. Interesting. Scott is in Bainbridge. Scott, welcome to the show.
Scotty!
How are we doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
Wonderfully well.
Thanks for taking my call. Yes. I'm excited, and I'm also irritated, and it's the fan in me. You know, the media is not giving Cleveland any credit.
We are, but Scott, you're 100% right, because Jeff and I were talking about that. I mean, 8.5 is the over-under on top of everything else?
Yeah, and, you know, you see teams like San Diego getting the playoff spot and the wild card. Are you kidding me right now? Listen, this team is loaded top to bottom. Obviously, for obvious reasons, Deshaun Watson is the key. Not to really prove himself, just to stay on the field. Just give me 15 games. Give me a whole season. This team is loaded. They're scary loaded. 5-1 as a starter last year. Out of the lineup for several games leading into, I think, one of the greatest performances in his short term in Cleveland is the Baltimore game.
He was very good in that one, Scott.
Oh, yeah. And half the game he played injured.
He was very – and Scott, thank you. He was very good in that game. 4-1 as a starter, really, because he was out of that Colts game fast. We're going to talk more Browns later. Our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, joins us at 11:40. We'll get some thoughts nationally about the Browns and talk about that at 11:20 based off of what Nick Kostos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider, tells us at 11. He's back for another season with us, and we're thrilled right here on Baskin and Phelps.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.